From the I could listen to this guy read the phone book department, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heaser. Now, I am not talking about me, no. I'm talking about our founder and chairman emeritus, Herbert D. Kelleher. And this is part two of the series where Herb talks about some of the early fights and just sort of what it took to get this airline off the ground. If you missed part one, it's from April 14th. And like I said, I could listen to this man read the phone book. But trust me, this is way more interesting. The other voices you'll hear asking questions are from Brian Lusk and Brad Hawkins. Here we go.
Would you have signed the agreement to move to DFW?
No, we would not. We were, as you well know, an intrastate carrier. That pretty much defined our short-haul nature. And we realized right from the inception that people didn't want to fly from Grapevine to Conroe. They wanted to fly from Dallas to Houston. And so we were very intent on staying at Love Field, ultimately, and reopening Hobby to commercial air service. Now, a lot of people have asked me on occasion over the years why we went to Intercontinental. If you'll remember, we started Intercontinental. Well, Lamar Muse, whom we had hired, you know, to be the first operating CEO, he had the idea that you couldn't be successful serving an airport that wasn't served by other carriers, that you would be sort of lonely and abandoned. And so that's why we went to Intercontinental first. But you notice how quickly that changed. And we reopened Hobby, and of course, that's when the war started with Braniff. And it was really something to see. I mean, it was like World War I, trench warfare down there. Our station manager punching out Braniff's station manager, and our airplanes, you know, blocking their airplanes, and they'd have to power back with their engines. They blew too. And when they turned, they would, you know, it was all ramp boarding. When they turned, they would turn so their engines were, the exhaust was coming toward us, so they'd blow all the debris off the ramp into our airplanes. It was a little hot spot down there. They were flying the old original unfanned 707, whose engine sounded like 1,000 Irish Banshees with ruptures, you know, and a back 111 that they'd taken back from a Las Vegas casino. And we went, away we went.
We're awash in the hyperbole of warfare and all those terms now, but that really was, I mean, that was blood and guts and salt and sweat and...
Oh, yeah. No, it was. I mean, it was a prodigious battle every day, year in and year out for a long, long time. The other carriers spent, 4 years trying to prevent us from getting into business, and then another 6 years trying to put us out of business.
Is this ancient history to you, or do you still ponder on it?
I don't ponder on it. It's part of the past. Yeah. I remember it very well because they were shooting at me. You know? I think Winston Churchill said, it's amazing how having a bullet whiz over your head will concentrate your mind.
Was there ever a seminal event where you woke up that day and said, we're going to survive?
Really it had to do with turning our first substantial profit in 1974, and we turned a little one in 73 when we set up the employee profit sharing plan. We'd hope we'd have more profits to share in the future, and I felt pretty good after that. And then Harding Lawrence made a presentation, and I forget where it was, but he said, we have concluded that Southwest is an entirely different business than Braniff. And I said, aha, the heat's off. Of course, part of that heat was off because we got Braniff and Texas International indicted by the Justice Department for their anti-competitive activities against Southwest Airlines. And I realized that, you know, nothing would come to fruition in time to save us in terms of Justice Department action or convictions. But I also knew that it would freeze those other companies and their anti-competitive activities because guess what? When you have a criminal indictment pending against you, you tend to pay a lot of attention to your legal department. And the legal department would say, no, no, stop doing that. And it worked. As a matter of fact, we were had one illustration of that. a fellow that I was pretty friendly with worked for Braniff in the properties department, and we were renegotiating the lease, the airport rates and fees in San Antonio. Of course, that was my family home, so I kind of took the lead in it. And Don told me one day with a big giggle that we were talking on the telephone, and one of the Braniff lawyers walked by. This is to show you how this works, you know, the chill, the big chill. One of the Braniff lawyers walked by, and he heard Don say to me, "Well, Herb, you know, such and such and such and such." And the lawyer said, "Herb who?" He said, "Herb Kelleher." The lawyer said, "Hang up right now." It tends to make people a little more wary in their behavior.
Check out older episodes of Red Belly Radio at blogsouthwest.com or through iTunes. Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2010. The captain has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.